What's Gucci? Happy Green Day. Welcome to my world of green. You already, I'm so appreciative to have you in a building with me. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. Tonight is usually grief night, but we're going to change the energy tonight. We're not doing no crying. We're going to have some memories. I want you to think about everybody that you lost, that you hurting and you grieving for. I want you to think of a funny memory that you had with them, and we're going to dance with them tonight. That's what we're doing. We're dancing with our lost ones. We'll be right back. Don't move.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing,
get down on it.
Get down on it.
are back in the building. Shout out to everybody tuned in. Aha, I just got a special hit up behind the scenes that my little love bug, my baby, my nephew is loving the show. He only won, y'all. Shout out to my baby. Shout out to my nieces. Shout out to all my loved ones that are still here with me. And I saw a couple people with their hand raised on the check-in. I think we're going to have a great show tonight. What we were doing, I just wanted you guys to right now mentally dance with your loved ones. That's what you need to do. Dance with your loved ones. Just remember the good times. Ain't no crying tonight. We're not shedding no tears. We just thinking about the funny times, the things that they did with us, and we just vibing off the music real quick. Again, I saw everybody with their hands up. We vibing right now. We're going to come to the phone lines in a minute. Don't go nowhere. You ain't got to leave. I'm going to come back to you, but we doing it all happy tonight. You hear me? It's like I just saw some research. Let me just do my little research real quick right here before we go back to the music. And I didn't even realize that. Wait, let me go back here. Where was I? Do you realize that grief is the worst skin year? Like, wow, like I thought it would be effective immediately. The worst starts in the second year of your grief. And if you haven't even, if it just happened, you know we're close to there. And we'll be here for you, though, God willing. We'll be here the whole ride. We'll be back. Just listen to some music. Think about the good times. Because I know who this is. Everybody don't get this in the world of green. We're going to take a pause right here and go to the phone lines. 951, you live on the air. Is this the Hizzle?
Yep. But I got a special guest with me, though. Big Spook Glow, CEO at the Sky Records.
What's good with it?
Who you got with you? Who you got?
What's good with it? It's Spook. It's Big Spook, Sky Records CEO.
Hello, sir. How are you? Welcome to the world of green, baby.
Yeah, what's happening with it? I hear you bumping that good music.
Yeah, you bumping that good music, boy.
Yeah, you know what, boss? Every day is not a good day, you know what I mean? And I done lost some close people to me, my mom, my dad, my nephew, my uncles, my cousins, and that shit hit sometimes. Every day is not a good day, so dedicated to that, I just was throwing on some music, remember the good times, and, you know, we just loving each other tonight. Is that cool?
That's great. We enjoy that, man. Some of these shows don't know how to put together their song selection, but we ain't got that problem when we over here in the Green League.
And you already said. We gonna go back to the music, boss. I'm gonna come back to you. We was right in the middle with this. Don't move. Hizzle calling, that's Cammy in the building.
Girl.
welcome back. Hi, guys. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my world of green. Definitely appreciate you here with me. The number is 515-605-9329 if you wanted to call in and say something to your loved one. I just wanted to change the energy a little bit during this grieving process. You know, crying is not the only emotion that you go through when you're grieving. So, excuse me, I don't want to make it about that every week. And so I just wanted this week for us to change energies. Shout out to Boss Hall calling in all the way from Cali. I appreciate it. Appreciate everybody going to check in. I can see you. I see you. Hi. Thank you. I see you. So I just wanted to give just a little bit of information. You know, I can't do this without offering my information. So, you know, grieving is different for everyone. You know, sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it takes shorter. It depends on the type of loss, depends on your personality. You know, for some, a loss is major, like, you know, loss of a spouse or a child. But like I was saying, the second year is certainly the toughest for a variety of reasons, and I wanted to just go through the reasons why, and I didn't even realize why the second year is the toughest. So let me just go through 10 reasons for you. So the first reason, shock and disbelief have worn off, and the reality kicks in. You start to realize that your loss is real and that this change in your life is forever. The second thing, your friends or family may presume that you're over your grief, so you get less support and understanding. You know, they go back to their regular thing, and, you know, nobody is not as, you know, focused on what's going on with you and how you feeling and if you eating today, and, you know, it happens like that. The third one is you realize in the second year that your expectations, things will suddenly get better one day. That's not true. I'm sorry to be the one to say that, but it's not true. There's really no linear. There's no recovery timeline in the stages that you can go through. They come and go. Now, grief is up and down. It's messy. It's a roller coaster of emotions that you cannot control. So don't feel a way that you're hurting from your mom being gone 10 years ago. Don't feel no way. I hurt every day like she just left. She ain't been gone quite 10 years, but it feel like she left yesterday. Feel like my dad left yesterday. You're not in this by yourself. I don't have these shows just to make you feel better. You feel me? We all going through something, so I figure why not go through it together. So when you realize in the second year that, you know, the expectations that things are suddenly, you know, it's true that they're not coming back, you know, you find out the difference in how you're going to live your life from now on without them. And the fourth thing is the second year of the grief, again, it may be the time when you begin to question who you are now without them, you know, because maybe you're no longer a wife or a father, or maybe you're no longer a mother or a husband or a daughter or a son. Your self-identity, you know, it can be a huge challenge during that time. You have to come to terms with the new parameters of your life, and you got to deal with them. Number five, now might be the time when you're having to adapt with being the only breadwinner. You might get mad at them for leaving you alone to do the job by yourself. It's not your fault. You feel that way, but being the only breadwinner and facing and sorting all the finances, the loss of financial security, it might be difficult secondary loss for you. You feel me? Like, not just losing your significant other, but what if they were in charge of the finance? Maybe you can't work. The sixth thing is you can start to think about whatever, excuse me, guys. You can start to think about whatever or not you need to to move or downsize, because the reality may be you can't afford the rent anymore and you have to downsize. I know it hurts. You can't afford your lifestyle anymore. The car is too big. The payments is too much. Insurance is off the roof. You can't do all of that and child care. You got to downsize. Because a change might be too good. You know, it may be too good for you at this stage. And sometimes the loss of a home can compound the feeling of grief. Like I said, you can get mad at them. All right, number seven, the realization sinks in that for your future life, it can be hard. Real hard to recalibrate and work out and know what to do for the rest of your life without that person. Making decisions can be one of the hardest things you've ever done in your grieving process. But again, in your second year, you'll feel the most pressure to make these decisions to move on, because you're in the second year of it. You're like, all right, now, you know, in your brain, all right, now, at some point, you know. And whether, I lost both parents and a nephew and plenty of uncles, a couple cousins. But there's always a point where I know, and I'm never going to forget them. That feeling is never going to go away. But all right now, inside, all right now, you know what I mean? So, number eight. You may have isolated yourself to keep away from your individual social life, especially during the first year. It's time for you to start reconnecting with your friends. It could be hard. You know, I lost a good friend. Well, I'm kind of not sure if that was a good friend, because if I lost you during the time a parent passed away, and in my head, you can't understand that I didn't want no connection with nobody during that time, and you can't forgive me for that absence. And I don't know if you were a good friend, because everybody else was able to forgive me. So I don't know if that was a good friend or not. So I won't use that example. But anyway, you got to reconnect with friends, which can be hard. You got to change a lot. You got to feel the need to make friends and reconnect with people. And you got to understand the people that you have become now. Once you lose somebody big or important, God forbid, oh, my Lord, I know a parent, but a child? Oh, this is why I keep saying my nephew, because I don't have children. And I raised all 9 of my nieces. I got 10 nieces, 10 nephews around about in there between mine and my husband's in marriage. And we raised them. I raised them, so those are like my children. So the death of a child, to hear my own siblings understand those are your kids, right? I raised them, so I might not physically. Sometimes you don't have to. Your child doesn't have to be blood. I'm sorry, doesn't have to be biological. Doesn't have to come out my womb. Raise that boy. So the death of a child can destroy you. I know this. But at some point, you have to say, come on now. You have to. Number 9, and then we got one more. There's a disappointment when you realize it still isn't over yet. Often people ask, should it be over by now? Shouldn't I not know? And when you start to feel that way, shouldn't it be over by now? I want you to say in your mind, well, it's not. That voice that says it should be, oh, you should be good by now. Then you turn to that voice and you turn up on that voice and you say, well, I'm not. And it's not over now. It's not over now. I'm not done hurting. I'm still hurting. They gone. I want them back. And nobody's going to change that. You don't have to. Nobody has the right to tell you, okay, it's enough. Nobody. You can hurt from a parent, a child, a cousin, a brother, a sister until you go in the grave. You're allowed to. Those are your feelings. Nobody's telling you not to have them. I'm just trying to help you deal with them. That's it. That's all. That's all. I want you to be able to deal with them and deal with life and still go on and still function. That's all. Number nine, like I said, it's disappointing when you realize that it isn't over. And people often ask, should it be over? And no, it shouldn't be over. And bursts of grief can hit you at any time later in the years, at any freaking time. And you know what's crazy? And I don't normally do too much about my parents, but I want to say this about my mom, a woman who I've only seen cry once in her one time I ever seen her cry, and that was at her own mother's funeral, ever. And she passed away before my dad. But I wondered, would that one time, that second time had came, if she would have, God forbid, lived to see my dad, would that have broken her? Because this is years later, and like I said, we've lost a lot of people in the family, and I watched and I waited like, wow, these things, she's just, her resilience, her strength. But years later, it can happen. It can happen. I'm not saying I wanted her to see her break down, but I waited to see if any of those things affected her. And you know what I learned from her and my dad? Death is going to happen. No matter what you do, no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how bad you want them to stay, no matter what you did for them, they're going. And so are you. And those are facts. Facts, terrible, ugly facts that we got to live with. So those are facts that we have to cope with, and we got to learn to deal with those. And then number 10, they say often the second year is the hardest because the real grief work might begin. This is the time when you may be ready to face the grief head on and deal with issues that was holding you back. If you're not ready, though, don't feel guilty. Again, there's no deadline, and everyone grieves in their own way and their own time. You'll know when it's the right time to make the next step. And I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick, but I'll give another example. I don't have children. I have dogs. And I lost a dog, my baby girl, couple years ago, and I have not been able. I have a new baby girl now. She just turned two. I was unable to look at her videos. I was unable to hear her name. I was unable to speak of her. None of that. And just 3 days ago, I found a video, and I was able to watch it, the entire video. I was able to look at her strength there. I was sad inside and hurt, but I was able to see her love me back. I was like, wow, she was in the best health. She was healthy, Diesel. My dogs get big. Like right now, my baby, she's two. She's 100 and some change. She's 100 and some change. She's almost 100 pounds at once. So I lost three. This is my third one. I don't have children, so each one is like a child. And the first one, I lost maybe 12 years now. I was just only able to look at his picture recently. Don't matter what stage or form they're in that you love. It hurts the same way. Gotta get through it. You got to move on. You can't stay stagnant, and you don't have to rush yourself, but you got to. You have to do it. You got to. We're going to go to Slander, and then we're going to go to some music. Slander.
You already know it's Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slander Rapper. Now, I'm going to say this. Hi, first. How are you doing, my love?
Oh, amazing, now that you're here.
we can get a little mushy because it's Wednesday. I'm going to just say this. as my wife just said, everybody grieves differently. No time limit. My mother's birthday is tomorrow. She died the day after Obama got elected, the first time. So that's how long she's been gone. And
May, wait, can I just add in, and the day before my dad's birthday?
Hold on. Born, like, I don't want to get choked up. I said,
okay.
If my wife can work for me, she can attest. I'm one of the toughest niggas she know.
That
shit breaks the toughest nigga down.
Yes, Lord.
I don't feel no sort of way. But my mother was my mother, man. You know,
yeah, you're
like your mom, man. And like we said last week, we fortunate to have two. We had a set of the greatest parents on earth, man.
Everybody can't say that.
Right. Everybody don't get good parents. That's just what it is. You like, oh, maybe you just, you know, you rubbing it. It's not rubbing it in. Everybody's life story is the same. You're just trying to bring light.
And
to
not
that.
Just amazing parents. I got some of the most amazing cousins, amazing uncles. I mean, amazing. Mm-hmm. I love them. They love me. Like, you know, a loss is big for us. It's big. It's big.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. And it hurts for a long time. And it hurts all of us. And it hurts both sides of the family. Both sides. Me and my husband, we are high school sweethearts, so we lost people together. You know what I mean? His aunt and them are my aunt-in-laws, but those are like my real aunts. You know what I mean? Like my real aunts. That's like my real mom. And we only got his real dad left. That's all we have. That's all we have, and we you know, it's hard. It gets hard. It gets hard. Some days it's bad day for him, bad day for me. Some days bad day for both of us, but we keep going because there are good days. There's good days. It ain't all bad.
Yeah. Ain't nothing all bad.
You know, so I just wanted to make sure that I'm there for everything else. I just wanted to make sure that I could be here for this as well. We're going to take a little break. We got about 10 minutes left to the show. I will be back, guys. Greenleaf Network Live. We appreciate it. Love you, baby. Thank you for tuning in, showing support. Mommy would be, our mothers would be proud. Yes, they would.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Thank you. You know, it was about 3 o'clock when I looked at the time. And I had about 2 more hours to go before I got to your love. And the time just kept ticking slower and slower. When I got to the front door, I thought about opening the door with my keys and seeing your lovely face right in front of me.
Girl, I've been thinking about you all day long, and I just could not wait, baby, to get home to you. Ooh, forget about the dinner on Monday, 'cause the only thing I'm hungry for,
baby. Somebody help me. Somebody, why I won't. Time. anything that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
are back. I am so happy to have you guys with me. We're about to get up out of here. Got to let the you king get up in here, see what he got to say about what's going on in here tonight. I hope you like the ride I took you on, Mr. Rizor. What's up there, fella?
You already know. Salute to the whole Life of Green over there, the family over there, Brand 2. Boss Hizzle and Big Spook in the background. I heard them up there. You know, I just wanted to salute you out there for putting out that, I categorize that real good, feel good music. And I just wanted to touch briefly. First, shout out to Silver Fox, my mother. And this year, July 22nd, is going to make the fourth year. And, you know, every year, as you say, you know, every year is intense. And I have my best friend who passed in 2005. And it's still just as harsh and just as hard to try to consider that when we thought about us growing up and being best friends since we were 4 and 5 years old, and he's not here with me now to experience these ages of waking up and stretching and feeling old and laughing and the gray beard and people calling me sir and old head and old school and looking at them saying, you don't know nothing, boy, you little young whippersnapper. And I just said, you know, I always prayed and knew that we was going to make it to these ages, and you just don't ever know, like you said. The only thing that is guaranteed is that you will not make it to live forever. But, you know, with the music that you played tonight, I salute you, and I just want to say thanks.
Oh, my brother, you already. You know, tomorrow is, you know, my mother-in-law, it's her special day, it's her birthday. And, you know, that shit hurt bad. Like I said, that he's my childhood sweetheart. I've been with my husband since he was 16, so I've known that lady a very long time. And, you know, yeah, it's her birthday. And she would say, get wasted.
Yeah, just tell her, rest well in paradise, queen. Rest well in paradise.
Yes. I loved your mom's name. God bless her. Silver Fox. I love that.
She used to call the show and stuff like that, you know.
But I'm just saying that for your own mother to give herself like a nickname. I love it.
We all had names. Purple Dread, Silver Fox, Wonder Mike, and Mr. Raw, a.k.a. Black Lion.
Wait, who was Wonder Mike?
That's my brother.
Oh, okay. I am Wonder Mike. I like to say hello. All right.
Yeah.
You're going to get out of here. Go ahead, Mr.
Rosite. Now, so he always gets that. Well, you know, it's definitely, you know, 4 years feel like yesterday.
Yeah, man. That thing hurt. It definitely hits hard, and it hurts, and I'm going to continue to do this, you know, every week, you know, because it sometimes it's a good week, sometimes a bad week, and I just felt like this week, you know, let's ease off the crying, no tears tonight, and let's celebrate and dance with them. I got to pay the bills before we go, so Mr. Roy, you already know, love, peace, and hair grease, and we got to go into a little Zinni Dizzici before we go. We're going to get out of here. Salute. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow, thank you, sir. Tomorrow is DJ night. Make sure you tune in.
Yo, this is a little song I wrote back in 1991-2. It was relevant then, and it's still relevant to this day. Subliminal slave mentality. Most are ignorant to the fact that maybe you crazy. They think the whites that give us equality. We got to side amongst our own. We should kill each other to teach pieces in our home.
What up, y'all? Salute. I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third war to fifth war.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
The 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoom fam major.
I'm a dirt gang general.
Know my town about paper.
Bitches know we killing them.
Hey, so we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoom fam.
Man.
From the top of the block, I call the shots that make your body rock. Two family on this
whole truck and drive away my city. Why I do it for my city life, why I'm still living. I'ma stand my ground and hold this shit down. I'm fuck with it. I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third war to fifth war.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
From 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoo fam major.
Up dirt gang general.
Roll my town bout paper.
Bitches know we killing them.
Cause we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoo fam.
And we them niggas that go bang. That's that dirt
gang. All the money making missions. So I'm steady in the kitchen. Yeah. Sitting at the table, nigga weighing up this midget. Yeah. I ain't here for no gang. Shit, y'all about business. Smash some money, shit, some 40 sales. Get the deal to connect. Like them motherfuckers kissing. All my troops ready to ride. One command from the general sector. And you ready to die. See a murder ain't no turning back. Long as I got work, y'all are going hard. Pitching like a quarterback. Skies and let my knee stack. Got the fucking stack. Weigh it, bag it, die. Then I smash out. I bet you can't do it like me. I live life prior to money. And this shit won't change until my heart stop. I'm dead and the cash is still in. Nigga, the bird is my life. On the corner clock, I'm stacking my money and everything I
eat. I'm a Petersburg soldier.
Dirt gang gangster.
From third war to fifth war.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
From 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoo fam major.
Up dirt gang general.
Roll my town bout paper.
Bitches know we killing them.
Cause we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoo fam.
And we them niggas that go bang. That's that dirt gang.
Yo, this is a little something I wrote back in 1991-2. It was relevant then and it's still relevant to this day. Subliminal slave mentality. Most are ignorant to the fact that maybe it's crazy. They think the whites are giving us equality. We have decided it amongst our own. We should kill each other to teach.
Yeah. Yeah. We back. Yeah. Yeah. USMG, nigga. Assault, stash where you at? Yeah, okay, yellow where you at? Okay, Ant, where you at? Come on, bro. This go down as a banger. Put the flow on a swanger. When they ask about murder, that nigga gutter. He gangster, I dick her down in a minute. Don't politic with these bitches. Kept me still in the trenches. So double brows, I be clenching. My nigga, fuck how you want it. My nigga, shit, how you take it. Put them lids on the bed, boy, make her shake it and break it. I got a hell of a jumper. From the hood, so I'ma make it. Know they bodies be aching. But bitch, I love when they hate. And I double back off that bacon. But you get hit with that laser. Kept me riding with cuz. You wanna cop him a blazer. Say we numb for thugs. Well, bitch, I come from the acres. Learn how to sell drugs. I pick that shit up from Razor. Keep a hell of a grind. Got a hell of a hustle. Steady stacking my papers. Tie life flexing my muscle. The last piece of the puzzle. These niggas sweeter than custard. My nigga ready to tussle. Big dog, don't got no muzzle. Shout out to Melly and Struggle. I know it's a struggle to hustle. So I just do what I wanna. Stop Tom J. Other. Or my nigga Lerone. Blow that pitch to the dome. Blow that perch to the head. Got them running, they scared. Man, fuck what they said. I know they sleeping with beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed when I'm chasing these beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed. I'ma sleep when I'm dead. Shit, I'm too far in. I'm trying to stay up ahead.